From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He told reporters as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House on Monday, that's a very real possibility. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's move, and EU foreign ministers who were meeting Monday in Luxembourg dispatched their top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. Trump defended his decision on Monday, saying he felt strongly that something had to be done about a deal he has railed against. This is VOA News.